What about the issue of trying to predict whether neoadjuvant therapy is going to be helpful? I know you've looked at HER2 heterogeneity. I mean, would there be a way to identify a patient like this upfront and say, well, we need to do a different strategy?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's a good question. And so, we did a study recently, which very simple trial, just treated 160 patients with 6 cycles of T-DM1 and pertuzumab, no conventional chemotherapy, and showed a pathological complete response rate of a little bit more than 50%, consistent with some other studies and consistent with Christine. But the main goal of that trial was to look at whether levels of heterogeneity, and what we mean by heterogeneity is, whether there were differences in the amount of HER2 expressed from one cell to another within the cancer, which we know exists, but we really haven't paid attention to that much before. But the hypothesis was that if we use a purely HER2-directed regimen, that if you have some cancer cells within the tumor that are not expressing HER2, that you're not going to be able to kill those with the HER2 therapy, and therefore you're going to lead to less complete responses in those tumors that were heterogeneous versus those that had homogeneous expression of HER2. So a pretty simple idea. The trial showed exactly what was hypothesized, which was that the pathologic complete response in those cancers that were homogeneous for HER2, which was the vast majority of cancers, the response path CR rate was 55%, and the path CR rate in the patients who were heterogeneous was zero. So about as, kind of black and white as you can imagine. And, it goes along with this idea that if you have substantial heterogeneity in your cancer for HER2, that using just a HER2 therapy alone is probably not going to be enough.
Although it looked like it was only, what, 10% of the
Right.
patients?
So in this trial, the true heterogeneous patients were only 10%. But in those 10% of patients, again, we saw no pathologic complete response. A lot of patients had substantial residual disease. So we're now going back and looking at whether that was a very stringent definition of heterogeneity. If we use a more mild, more comprehensive, less stringent definition, do we still see big differences in path CR rates? We're now going back to analyze that. A simple thing we could look at is whether a cancer is HER2 3+ versus 2+. We saw similar kinds of differential activity if you were 2+ versus 3+. And actually, that was seen with Christine as well, that those cancers that were 2+ had a much lower rate of path CR than those who were 3+. So I think it's, again, it's not that unexpected that if you have less uniform HER2 expression, that drugs that specifically target HER2 aren't going to work quite as well.
That's interesting. I saw that there, but was it also sort of corrected for the degree of amplification? In other words, if you have two tumors that are amplified, whatever, but one has IHC2 or 3, is there a difference?
So, I mean, in our particular study, we didn't have enough numbers to say that it didn't make a difference, but the effects of heterogeneity were independent of 2+ versus 3+. So even within the 3+ patients, the heterogeneity still mattered. But, you have all these different measures of HER2 expression, whether they're all independent or whether they're all pointing in the same direction. I think it's right now we don't know the answer to that.